Hey, I wanted to talk to you about how some business questions take a well-placed, perfect, piercing question from a mentor to answer right away on the spot. You know, somebody asked me a question, I'm like, oh shit, that's it. And it leads me to the answer. And some business questions take years to answer, maybe months, maybe decades. And we live in a Amazon same day delivery culture where we want the answers right away. As soon as we have a question, we think that we should be able to just get the answers right away from the right support, from the right person, from the right situation, and get frustrated when we don't get those answers. Maybe that for you is something like, how do I create a business that is profitable to me and equitable to the humans in the world? Maybe that business question is something like, how do I combine all of myself, all of my passions, all of my facets into a coherent business and not just a mishmash of things? Not that there's anything wrong with a mishmash of things. These questions that take time and trial and error to answer are some of the most sacred, juicy, important questions that we can answer for ourselves. And often that answer is a process. What would it look like for you to really fearlessly live into the process of discovering the answer rather than feeling like you're deprived, like you're missing out somehow because you're not being handed a ready-made blueprint that's simple and given to you by someone else? I think we'd live in a better world where if we all gave ourselves a lot more space and patience to answer those questions. Because I'm recording this because I'm looking back at my business right now and realizing, wow, I now am living the answer. I have the answer to some really big, gnarly questions that I had 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, where at that point, no matter what anyone could have told me, no matter what answer any expert, any mentor could have just given me, that wouldn't have been my answer. And it wouldn't have been as true and meaningful an answer as one that I discovered on my own by lots of trial and error. And that trial and error is going to contain lots of things that feel like failure, like your brain's going to tell you you're doing it wrong. You're failing at this, but that doesn't feel like the truth. And the truth is that I was crafting a multi-year long answer to the question, and that the very process gave me so much strength and wisdom and perspective that I would have never been able to discover otherwise. So especially if you're a creative spiritual being who asks deeper questions, who asks questions that aren't pre-digested by the world, you know, maybe it's a helpful reminder for you to trust your timing, trust that there is gold in the process, trust that there is value in living into the question rather than just having the perfect answers that you can get by like pressing a button on a vending machine. And I also hope with this little message to empower you, to encourage you to trust yourself that your discovery is on the perfect timeline for you and that no one needs the answers to be any faster than they, you know, than the speed at which they will come. Okay, that's it for today. Hope that's helpful.